From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. In 1963, a Liverpool quartet stepped into the BBC studios and showed their love for Texan Buddy Holly by recording one of his lesser-known tracks. Today on the program, we'll take a listen back to the Beatles' live BBC session, which just got an official release. Also, Bob Schneider and the Tosca Strings Quartet make a great combination. They'll perform a couple of songs together in Studio 1A, and Bob Schneider remembers a particularly crazy Austin show.
About 20 minutes into the gig, 20, 25 completely, totally naked men and women walk into the party and start dancing in front of the stage.
Plus, the Shins from our live archives, Peter Kay's from our session studio, new musical discoveries, the week's music news, and more as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Austin mainstay Bob Schneider appears in Studio 1A on the program today with his special guest Tosca Strings. They play tomorrow for a big holiday show at the Moody Theater. We'll also dig into the archives for a classic performance from the Shins, plus we'll introduce you to a few new artists along the way. But we like to begin the show with new music. Or in this case, a new release from, believe it or not, the Beatles, who were so influenced by Lubbock's Buddy Holly, as were so many Texans like Joe Ely and Rosie Flores, and on the brand new second BBC compilation of Beatles performances, they take on this Buddy Holly tune live before they ever recorded it in the studio. It's Words of Love.
Close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. I long to hear, darling, when you're here. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
This is the Austin Music Experience, a show devoted to live radio performances, and there was one from the Beatles, not recorded in our Studio 1A, believe it or not, recorded at the BBC. From On Air Live at the BBC Volume 2, the Beatles take on Buddy Holly's Words of Love, which was recorded by Buddy in 1957. The Beatles did it live on the BBC before they ever even recorded it in the studio. Here's an Austinite with Louisiana roots. Her new album is called Nectar, and this seemed like a perfect song for the Thanksgiving season. It's called Shelter and Be Kind from Wendy Colonna.
I am a great-granddaughter of the Mermental. My granny was three-quarters French, a quarter Choctaw. I wish I had her gardens and the way she sang and praise. Instead, I got these brown eyes and a little tatted lace. She said, try to remember that the sun don't always shine. Though in love grandpa was a soldier, drove a tank in World War II. He lost all of his teeth to General Patton's shiny boots. I finally come to understand the trouble in his soul. While the stories that he tells us are the ones that make him whole. So I try to remember that the sun don't always shine. But when love comes, surrender, give it shelter and be kind. Now every day would pass just like the one that passed before, swinging on the front porch in the shirt my daddy wore. I picture him a young man with a heart all full of dreams, living every day that came his way for the things that he believed. All you need, 'cause baby, you're the best thing that's ever come to me. Your eyes are like a daddy's, but your smile is like the sky, a wonder to behold when the clouds are passing by. So just try to remember that the sun don't.
Austin's Ghostland Observatory on the Austin Music Experience from the brand new compilation that benefits the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, All ATX. The song is called Midnight Voyage, and on Ham Day, which raised over $300,000 for the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians, there was an All ATX concert at the Moody Theater. You can see it on KLRU Thanksgiving night at 8. We also heard from Louisiana's Wendy Colonna, who's been in Austin for more than a decade now. Her latest, produced by Mark Addison, is called Nectar, and the song Shelter and Be Kind, just in time for Thanksgiving. Coming up, Bob Schneider and the Tosca Strings with a pretty remarkable Studio 1A performance, and then Schneider tells us his favorite Austin Music Experience, which involves a co-op and some naked partygoers. You don't want to miss this. Plus, a live classic from The Shins, the week's music news, and some Texas music history. Stay with us. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Gary Hartman with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas music history, we'll have a date with a diva in Dallas. On November 21, 1957, the Dallas Opera opened with a performance by renowned soprano Maria Callas. Local civic leaders had organized the opera company as a way of expanding the city's musical offerings and attracting prominent artists. Callas's performance drew large crowds and widespread critical acclaim, inspiring her to continue working with the Dallas Opera throughout its first year. Her rendition of Medea, which was recorded at the Dallas Opera, brought further recognition to the fledgling organization. The Dallas Opera built on its early success to become one of the most well-respected opera companies in the country. It produced the American premieres of works by Handel and Monteverdi, and Placido Domingo made his American debut there. In 2009, the Dallas Opera moved to the state-of-the-art Winspear Opera House, where it continues to operate today. This week in Texas music history is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas. I'm Gary Hartman.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. HAMS got a new executive director. The Health Alliance for Austin Musicians helps provide Austin's music community with access to affordable health care. After this year's annual HAM Benefit Day, which brought in almost $325,000 for the nonprofit, longtime executive director Carolyn Schwartz left to become director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Austin and Central Texas. Now, Renee Collins has stepped in as the new executive director. Collins has more than 20 years of experience in nonprofits, and most recently, she was community outreach and marketing director for Seton Shoal Creek Hospital. When the recent floods hit Central Texas, noted Texan music historian Gary Hartman and his wife Francine were among those affected. The Hartman's house was submerged under 6 feet of water, and the couple lost a lifetime of personal and professional history. On December 11th, Catfish Concerts and Antones will present a benefit concert and auction for the Hartmans. Among those performing are Texas All-Stars Ray Benson, Ray Wiley Hubbard, and Shiny Ribs. Profits from the ticket sales will go directly to the Gary Hartman Recovery Fund. Over 500 bands are now scheduled to play at this year's South by Southwest. The festival announced this week its second round of acts invited to the 28th annual Music Showcase. Big name highlights include electronic and industrial pioneer Gary Newman, Georgia rockers The Black Lips, and acclaimed hip-hop artist Talib Kweli. Bubbling under acts Fantagram, Andrew Bell, and Typhoon will also play shows. There's more than plenty of Texas acts in the lineup, like Denton's Sarah Jaffe, Waco's Billy Joe Shaver, and Houston's Bagheera. And of course, lots of artists call Austin home. Black Pistol Fire, Bobby Jealousy, Dana Falconberry, John D. Graham, Max Frost, Nakia, David Ramirez, Carolyn Wonderland, and that's just naming a few. Check out the full list on the South By website. The music takes over Austin March 11th through March 16th. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Jody Denberg. Bob Schneider and the Shins are both coming up with live performances recorded in Studio 1A, but first, a few musical discoveries. For instance, this band called Golden Suits, out of New York, led by a guy named Fred Nicholas, who's also in Department of Eagles with Daniel Rawson from Grizzly Bear. Golden Suits' album is self-titled, partially inspired by the writings of John Cheever, and they treated us to this version of Swimming in 99.
Steady path. I wish I loved you with seven hearts, so I could pass the days we're apart. How can it go like a fire in the night? Out on its own, that heavenly light, it gets cold. you will recover. Oh, you know you'll recover all of your lost time.
Thank you. Cause I already know I'll lose you.
Fans from all over the world play in Studio 1A. We don't even check their passports. For instance, Daughter is from London. They formed about 3 years ago. Elena Tonra is the leader of Daughter, but she recorded a couple of other members for this group project. Amsterdam is the song. We heard a live version. It's from the debut album If You Leave, which came out this year on the iconic 4AD label, the first place many of us heard groups like Cocteau Twins and Pixies. And prior to Daughter's Amsterdam on the Austin Music Experience, Golden Suits with a Studio 1A take on Swimming in 99. And that is Fred Nicholas from the band Department of Eagles going solo under the name Golden Suits. Tomorrow night at the Moody Theater, Austin's Bob Schneider and the Moonlight Orchestra play one of their biannual shows. They do one around Valentine and one toward the end of the year. The group includes Tosca Strings, and there'll be a lot of special guests. And we had Bob Schneider and Tosca Strings in Studio 1A recently. This string quartet has played with the likes of David Byrne, Arcade Fire, and Spoon. Here they join Bob Schneider for a song that was actually on the soundtrack to a film called All About Steve. Sounds like it comes from some Disney Twilight. It's called Love Is Everywhere.
Soon he was a pilot in the nationally known amazing ladies of the outer ozone. She didn't have no kids, she didn't have no time. She was a woman of her word, she was a fighter of crime. She looked good in a hat and she had a natural way. Good tools and old cars, she went to UCLA. But everybody said she was as crazy as a loon. When she was a girl, she'd spend every afternoon sitting in her backyard pretending to be a fighter ace in the Japanese military. She liked to make up her mind, she kept her feet in the air. She wore it hard on her sleeve because she liked it there. And it was all well and good till she met this young man, a young pilot named Steve with a beautiful tan. He spoke English and French and he swam like a swan. He had a mouthful of teeth and more style than Cezanne. He could talk to the bees, he could breathe in the air. He wore his heart on his sleeve cause he'd found it there. And they'd sit in the trees and they'd talk through the night while the blind moon swam in the pale starry light. And they talked and they crowed and they told what they knew. It was better than beer, it was all strange and new. There was grass all around, there was black up above. It was more than hello, it was something like love. And I don't know why life it seems to be so hard dreamers like you and me. When love is love is love is everywhere.
It's true. Love is everywhere. Bob Schneider and the Tosca Strings, recorded live in Studio 1A. And I had a chance to talk to Bob Schneider during this session. Even with all the success, Bob Schneider started off the same way many of us start music, by hating the piano lessons his parents forced on him as a kid.
I think they started having me go to a piano teacher when I was about 5.
Wow.
And I took piano lessons for about 10 years, but I never really practiced. So I got to a certain level, and then I never really got past like second grade piano skills. But then the weird thing that happened was right when I was leaving to go to college, my dad taught me this blues progression on the piano, and they had a piano downstairs at the dormitory where I lived, and I would go down there and just play this blues progression and kind of write music. And that I actually enjoyed much more than trying to learn other people's music. So I started playing piano all the time after I stopped taking piano lessons. And that was a lot of fun.
As the words fell from your mouth, the ash trees burned behind your house. Cops showed up in a blinding blue. They all swore their love to you. I guess a tiger had broken free on the anniversary of the crowning of the king. But he said it doesn't mean a thing. Small horse in your hand, while we listen to your girlfriend's boyfriend's band. Got a dirty feeling come over me. I wanna ride your horse into the sea. Up your legs and down your back. Knock the dishes off your rack. Throw your course right off its track. Turn on the lights so you can see. Sturdy feeling has come over me. When the year can come around, drag you right along the ground, like it's all just one dark night. No way into the light will I know exactly what that's like. dirty feeling come over me. I wanna ride your horse into the sea. Up your arms and down your face. Knock the others out the race. Break all the doors down in your place. Turn on the lights so you can see. Stirred feeling, it's come over me.
Bob Schneider and the Tosca String Quartet with a song called Dirty Feeling that's so new it's not even on Bob's latest album, Burden of Proof. A special holiday evening with Bob Schneider and Tosca Strings and special guests. The whole shebang known as the Moonlight Orchestra is tomorrow at the Moody Theater. Each week on this program, we ask somebody, anybody, to tell us about their favorite Austin music experience. We'd love for you to tell us yours, and we'll give you the phone number where you can do so in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bob Schneider, and this is my Austin music experience. So, I was playing a show with Joe Rockhead. This was in the early 90s. And we were playing a party at a co-op. So we were playing this one that had like five or six bands playing. And we were the headliner. So we're waiting around to play. And one of the guys is like, well, here, take this. I think it was some sort of it was ecstasy. I think it was legal at the time. I'm not even sure, but whatever it was, we took that kicked in, and then we started playing our gig. And about 20 minutes into the gig, 25 completely, totally naked men and women walk into the party and start dancing in front of the stage. And immediately, half of my band members stripped down and also got naked and played the rest of the gig naked while we were surrounded by naked men and women. Turns out, after we were done, we found out that this group had been riding around Austin on their bikes, and it was some sort of tradition where they would ride around once a year naked through the streets of Austin, and they told us that they couldn't get arrested for indecent exposure because the law was if you were completely naked, then you couldn't get arrested. So they got on their bikes and rode off into the night.
As you can imagine, after decades, Bob Schneider has many notable Austin music experiences, but he shared that one with us, and we're glad he did. And we'd be even happier if you would share your favorite notable Austin music experience with us. Just call us, 1-800-535-5533, and tell us your favorite Austin music experience. 1-800-535-5533. We'd love to have you on next week's show. Coming up, a classic live recording from The Shins, songwriter Peter Case in our new Intimate Sessions studio, and Latin rockers Del Castillo as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. You hear us talk a lot on this program about Studio 1A, which is a wonderful recording studio that holds 70 people. For more intimate performances, we have the session studio that doesn't even hold 7 people. And that's where we went one-on-one with Peter Case lately. He played us a song from his album Wig. Peter Case recently played the Cactus Cafe. And don't forget, tomorrow night at the Cactus Cafe, Steve Forbert rolls in. This is Peter Case, a song that was originally on 2010's Wig, and it's called The Words in Red.
I started writing the song back when I was in the Nerves, and then I just finished it recently. He heft a leather-bound Bible up with 2 hands and swung it down over my head. He can tell you all about the sins of man, buddy. He must have skipped the words in red. In his mansion at night, he bolts the door, stacks of blankets over his bed. Out in the cold, the poor man shakes, the old woman's looking tears I'd shed. Well, blessed are the meek, they'll inherit the earth. Blessed are the wine and bread. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst. Blessed are the words in red. Words in red, words in red. These are the words that Jesus said. Precious word, Jesus told, that would do well. Brothers and your sisters, take care of each other. Love your enemies as well as your friends. Tend the poor and the sick and the ones in jail. Give away your wealth, say the words in red. Well, it might be a dream or a churchman's scheme. Damn it, Uncle A to Z. You can bury it deep, you can sell it off cheap. You gotta keep the words in red. All right. Words in red. Read all about it. Oh, yeah. All right, here we go. Break it down. Well, he's a sinner hunting preacher in the red light zone. At least that's what the newspaper said. These finger pointers are the first to go. They'll turn their backs on the words in red. For the blind man's cup, entitled to the fruits you said. Jesus had it right when he spoke about the poor. The last shall be first, he said. Words in red, words in red. These are the words that Jesus said. Precious words, Jesus told. There were the weight of the world in gold. Read all about it. About it, words in red. Oh, the words in red. Words in red.
The prolific Peter Case, so prolific that the tribute album to Peter Case a few years ago was a triple disc set. That was The Words in Red from Peter Case, recorded live in our session studio, originally on his 2010 album Wig. And speaking of 10, The Shins' second album, 2003's Shoots Too Narrow, recently celebrated its 10th anniversary. They did a song from that album called Turn a Square in our Studio 1A. Here it is on the Austin Music Experience.
Glimpse of an ankle and I react like it's 18 or 5. And I swim to the pool just to find the right side. forget about it, girl. My head's like a kite, but such a kitchen by sight. To town, rather feeling no prints on the ground. Have I left my home just to whine in this microphone?
Bitching,
it gets worse every time that we talk. Can't afford to be just one in a block. But that's your lot, after such a well-made lock. It was classic, the chance to give up. My friends know I try, so forget about a girl. Even I don't know why I can't just stay the cause. Keep my hands on the wheel. All the tractors were right. My head's like a kite, and all my thoughts on a set. I'm a walking cliché, but such a kitcher I sight.
We have some deep archives here on the Austin Music Experience. In fact, we went back 10 years for that song from the Shins called Turn a Square, and that's when their album Shoots Too Narrow came out, when they played that back in 2003. The group is based in Portland. I think they're originally from New Mexico. We have a real treat to musically close the Austin Music Experience today. Rick and Mark, Del Castillo, and the rest of the band did this instrumental in Studio 1A that was just fantastic, and, well, let's share it right now.
Thank you.
can't believe that was live. Del Castillo in Studio 1A on the Austin Music Experience. And we are looking for your notable Austin Music Experiences. We'd love for you to tell us about your once-in-a-lifetime Austin Music Experience. Something that could have only happened here in the capital of Texas. Only in A-Town. Let us know. 1-800-535-5533 is our hotline. 1-800-535-5533. Give us a call. Let us make you a part of the Austin Music Experience next week. The show is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt and Yvonne Brave. Our live music engineers, well, that's Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.